Chapter 3. From Silicon Valley to Los Angeles. In June 2001, Elon Musk had his 30th birthday. It was an important time. He was not a young startup engineer anymore, and he did not want to live in Silicon Valley. He wanted to find something new to do, and a new place to live. So he and his wife, Justine, decided to find a house in Los Angeles, L.A. When he was a child, Elon loved the idea of space travel and rockets. L.A. was at the center of the space industry in the USA, and Elon was interested in working in the space industry. So L.A. was a great place for him to live. In L.A., Elon met the Mars Society. This was a group of people who were interested in finding out more about Mars and sending people there. They even had plans to send mice into space. Elon invested $100,000 in the group. He wanted to send the mice to Mars, and he wanted the American people to get interested in space again. He was very excited about his plans, but some people thought that they were crazy. Elon met a lot of people in the space industry and started talking to them about his plans. Then he left the Mars Society and started his own group, the Life to Mars Foundation. He and the other people in the group had meetings to talk about possible plans. Engineers from the National Space Agency, NASA, also came to the group meetings, and they started making plans to send mice to Mars. Then, Elon and the group had a new idea. They did not want to send mice to space. They wanted to grow plants on Mars. Elon wanted to build a special capsule and send it to Mars on a rocket. He wanted to grow plants in the capsule and show the world that life was possible on Mars. The engineers were excited about Elon's idea and very happy that Elon wanted to invest in a space project. Elon thought that he needed about $20 million for the whole project. The engineers thought that they needed $200 million, but they did not tell Elon this. They did not want him to stop the project. Elon wanted to buy the rocket from Russia. In October 2001, he flew to Russia with two other people, Adeo Resi and Jim Cantrell. Adeo Resi was a good friend of Elon's from university, and Jim Cantrell was an engineer. They returned to Russia again with engineer and scientist Michael Griffin, and they met and talked to Russian scientists three times. But the price for the Russian rockets was too high. In the last meeting, Elon became very angry and left. He did not want to buy a rocket from the Russians anymore, so he needed a new plan. He decided to build the rocket himself. He forgot about the plan to grow a garden on Mars. Now, he wanted to build a rocket. Elon knew this was not an easy thing to do, but that did not stop him. At that time, a new engineer called Tom Mueller came to work on Elon's team. Tom Mueller was a rocket engineer. He started building rocket engines at school. Then he studied to be an engineer at university and worked for a company called TRW Space and Electronics. While working at TRW, Mueller continued to build rockets at home. At weekends, he drove to the Mojave Desert in the south of California with other rocket engineers, where they tested their rockets. Elon visited Mueller at home and talked to him about his ideas. Mueller liked Elon, and he liked Elon's ideas, so he helped Elon with his first plans to build a smaller, cheaper rocket. Then, Elon started a new company, Space Exploration Technologies, SpaceX, in June 2002. But he did not have enough money to start building his rocket yet. But at the same time, Elon and Peter Thiel were making plans to sell PayPal. A month later, in July 2002, eBay bought PayPal for $1.5 billion. Elon was suddenly a multimillionaire. Now he had enough money to build his own rocket.